It is challenge number 20 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the podcast that gives you a chance to test how much you know about classic rock and roll and pop music. We play the opening notes from five songs and give you a chance to identify each song and artist, see how much you know, plus a little bit of trivia about each of our featured classics. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. Yeah, episode number 20, our 20th challenge, and as in the past, five songs that we will play from you, spanning, about 40-plus years. And we'll see if you can figure out what the song is and the artist. Plus, this week, once again, we have a theme. Not going to tell you what the theme is. That's part of the challenge, trying to figure it out. Although I suspect that after, well, maybe one or two correct answers, then you'll figure out what the theme is. And it might actually help you as a hint in figuring out maybe one of the songs you're having a little bit of trouble with. And as always, stay tuned, because when we bring you the answers, we'll bring you some nuggets of information, some trivia about the background on the song, how it came to be written or recorded, or something about the artist, or something of interest about each of the songs. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Here come the great openings. This song, first hit, is from 1971. Yeah, as usual, we play each clue two times. How about something from 1979? I got to tell you, these are pretty short, although, as I said, most of them are pretty recognizable, like this one from 1985. Here's a hit, this one from 1987. And we will wrap it up with one hit from the decade of the 2000s. There you have it. Pretty short, pretty recognizable for some of you. The answers are coming up in a minute, along with that trivia that we promised you, but we do want to take a moment to thank all of our listeners for downloading and listening. Really exciting things happening, because over the last just couple of weeks, seen a big spike in the number of downloads, the number of people who are listening. We started this a couple of months ago. Most of the listeners at that point came from my blog, which were mostly players from our trivia tournaments. We do live trivia tournaments here in the Atlanta area. If you'd like to know more about it, by the way, you can go to the Trivia Factory website, which is thetriviafactory.com. And if you happen to live in the Atlanta area or are going to be visiting, we invite you to come out to one of the nightclubs or bars or restaurants where we do trivia just about every night of the week, including music trivia. But over the last couple of weeks, more and more people listening from literally all over the United States that stumble upon us on the internet, and really all over the world. And we'd like to hear from you. Feedback is always appreciated, and the way to reach us is through our email address, of course. Drop us a note, say hi, tell us where you're listening from, and if you have any comments, the address is jimradio. That's all one word together, jimradio@gmail.com. And if you forget that, just go to the show notes page, which is at my blog, and that is at jimdriscoll.net. All right, we've made you wait long enough. Let's get to the answers. Here we go, our first hit, 1971. One of the all-time classics of rock and roll, from Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know? Well, Stairway to Heaven, definitely one of the classics of rock and roll, but it never made it onto the charts because it was never released as a single to the general public, although promotional singles were distributed to radio stations. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page reportedly wrote Stairway to Heaven in an old mansion called Headley Grange in East Hampshire, England. It was a huge, old, dusty mansion with no electricity, but it did have great acoustics. And bands would go there to get some privacy and to focus on songwriting. One night in front of a roaring fire, Jimmy Page strummed the chords for the song, and Robert Plant wrote most of the lyrics right there in front of the fire. Now, Robert Plant is a believer in the mystical, and he has said in many interviews that he didn't seem to be writing, that something else was moving the pencil for him. Led Zeppelin played Stairway to Heaven for the first time in Belfast, Northern Ireland, on March 5th, 1971, and Northern Ireland was a war zone at the time. John Paul Jones said in an audio documentary that when they played it, the audience was not very impressed. He said they wanted to hear something they knew, like A Whole Lot of Love. All right, we had a hit from 1979. Right in the middle of the disco era, it came from the Bee Gees. A number one hit, Too Much Heaven. Well, when they released the song in 1979, the brothers Gibb announced that they would contribute the profits from Too Much Heaven to the Music for UNICEF Fund to celebrate the International Year of the Child. UNICEF, of course, is the United Nations Children's Fund, and the song earned over $7 million for the fund. The Bee Gees were later invited to the White House, where President Jimmy Carter thanked the group for their donation. And at the ceremony, they presented the president with one of their black satin tour jackets. Carter remarked that he was not a disco fan, but he knew enough about their music because his daughter Amy was a big fan. Well, we had that hit from 1985. It was a number one hit for Bryan Adams, simply called Heaven. Well, Heaven was first released on 1983 on the soundtrack album for A Night in Heaven, which, by the way, was a film about a male stripper. Bryan Adams refused to release the song himself in conjunction with the film. He waited to re-release it the following year on his own album, Reckless, and it was finally released as a single in 1985. It became Bryan Adams' first number one hit in the United States. We had our hit from 1987. Yeah, it was the number one hit for Belinda Carlisle, and Heaven is a Place on Earth. When you walk into the room, you pull me close, I was trying to move. Belinda Carlisle, of course, was known for her work as the lead singer of the Go-Go's, and she said that Heaven is a Place on Earth is a kind of a hopeful song. She said that she thinks it's saying that you can create your own piece of heaven on your own patch. It's a song about peace of mind, and it's also partly a love song. Among the background singers on the record was Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas, and the video was directed by actress Diane Keaton. Well, are you getting the theme by this point? Let's see. We had Stairway to Heaven. We had Too Much Heaven. We had that Bryan Adams song simply called Heaven. And then finally, Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth. Let's wrap it up with our hit from 2004. It's another song simply called Heaven by the Los Lonely Boys. Vamonos! I know there's a better place. lot of people know the song as How Far Is Heaven, but the correct name is simply Heaven. And the Los Lonely Boys, they are three brothers from Texas. They are the Garzas, Henry, Ho-Ho, and Ringo Garza. They have followed in the tradition of their father, Enrique Garza Sr., who was also a band member made up of his brothers, and they call themselves the Falcons. The Los Lonely Boys are bilingual, and some of the lyrics in Heaven are in Spanish. The lyrics to the song were written by guitarist Henry Garza, who wrote them as a prayer. When he was 18, his son died of sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, and the song is about the pain he felt and his wanting to escape this world to see his son. Heaven won a Grammy for the best pop performance by a duo or vocal group. Well, there you have it. Five songs all relating to heaven, and those are our five songs in this, our 20th edition of the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge. As we said, we always appreciate your comments, your suggestions, and just a chance to say hello. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. All of the show notes, including the trivia that we presented, is on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. We will do it again next time, and we invite you to join us right here on the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge podcast.